got our guests rounded up for us. Cindy Gross. Cindy, am I saying your last name correctly?
It's Cindy Gross.
Gross. Okay, got it. Thank you very much. All right. First of all, you've had quite a career. You're a former congressional candidate. You're chair of the Jewish Vote GOP. You're a former teacher in Queens. And you also host Cindy's Celebrity Corner. It's a New York-based entertainment show. Talk to us, though, about the teachers' union and what's going on in New York.
Well, it's actually going around across the country.
Of course.
But I am a former teacher. And with all the woke education, critical race theory, and parents upset at the public school failure during COVID, and the teachers' union head, Randy Weingarten, being a very vocal voice to keep schools closed, now people are finally waking up that there has to be change. I was a teacher in one of the most corrupt districts in Queens, New York, where there were many issues with staff members, where in my building there was issues with safety, where there were violations to providing services appropriately and working with ACS. And I had contacted then the New York United Federation of Teachers President, Randy Weingarten, because something came across to me that I found very scary, which was on the New York Department of Board of Education's email, business email, minority staff members were busy passing around and forwarding a multi-page email calling white women docile and easy. And that was one of many pieces of paper that got my way or discussion about anti-Semitic, racist discrimination. I have plenty more. Wow. When I approached the president, her response to me was, where did I get this? Seen it many times, but did nothing to try to stop it. So now when we have kids in their 20s that are now young adults who feel entitled and angry and look at progressives for answers, we now know why, because our tax dollars are paying for this.
That's right. That's right. You're 100% correct. Our tax dollars have paid for the literal, I call it, brainwashing and indoctrination of our kids, Cindy.
And worse than that, Republicans have helped with it because no one has really stopped it. In 2015, when Donald Trump, and I am a big Trump supporter, I ran as a pro-Trump candidate, and I am working with candidates 2022 that support the America First agenda.
Thank you.
That when he ran and said he wanted to eliminate the Department of Education, I was all for it because I knew what was going on, and I was a whistleblower. My legal rights to avoid retaliation and have my confidentiality kept were deliberately tampered with by a corrupt administration with the help of the teachers' union representation.
So they,
and we have documentation to prove it.
You talk about corrupt. This is just one, and you're right when you said first off, Cindy, that this isn't going on just in New York. It goes on across the country. Literally, this is like corruption at its deepest core, if you would. I mean, these are the types of things that you hear about in mob, you know, mob families and mob movies. Am I right?
Well, the principal of my particular school was arrested for stealing money from the housing authority. And because she was a black woman, she was allowed to keep her job, basically. She was sitting out for a year with like a basic slap on her hand.
Wow.
Then she wrote on a calendar that CP time is not allowed here. Now, I didn't know what that was, and most people I know don't know, but it's colored people's time. Mm. And when even the black and Hispanic minority family members complained to the Board of Education, the superintendent, who was later arrested for sexual conduct that was inappropriate, he actually just wrote a letter to her file. Imagine me as a white woman writing CP time is not accepted here. This would have been the front page of the Daily News and the New York Times and the Washington Post. So I did not stop my mission to improve education, especially in minority communities. I am the Jewish advisor on the National Diversity Coalition for Trump. I know the work that the president has done with the minority communities. I see what's going on now in 4 months. It scares me to think that this is going down so fast. And Jewish Vote GOP is a grassroots group nationally. We're having a meeting Monday night with Vernon Jones. Your guests are more than welcome to contact me and join the Zoom. But people have to start getting aware of what's going on local, state, and national elections. They think it's 2022. 2021 local elections are going to determine your local infrastructure,
your library, your schools. You are correct.
And people are waking up.
We talk about that on this program, Cindy, all of the time. And yes, while the big elections are important, 2022, 2024, we get it. Those are very important, and we're not trying to minimize those any way, shape, or form. But it really is, Cindy, if you really want to get down to it, the things that affect us the most as Americans are those local elections you're talking about right now. Those are the things that really set the stage when it comes to everything from, you know, what is your property tax going to be, to how are your kids being taught, to do your potholes get fixed.
Correct. And don't think if your kids go to public school or private school, your tax dollars aren't going to it, because private schools use the materials. You know, they use the textbooks that are distorting American history. You know, they won't discuss in a public school with the teachers' unions that September 2001 was the act of radical Islamic terrorists looking to hurt Americans. There are all kinds of other fairy tales, but that's the truth. And it's coming up on the 20th anniversary, and now we have kids that did not live through that day and did not see it.
No, you're exactly right. So when it comes to, and we've seen this lately, and I'm glad you're on today, Cindy, because there's been a lot of video clips, even in the last week to two, showing individuals standing up to their school board, literally standing up to their school board and saying, enough is enough. We're tired. We're not going to allow this any longer. Your timing of, you know, being on the program today, you know, ties right into what's going on there. What is the best way for folks that are listening, whether they have kids or not, to get involved and say enough is enough? How do they do that?
First of all, they can reach out to me directly. And for years, no one wanted to hear my story from, you know, any kind of mainstream media, because they feared the teachers' union. But parents are waking up. If you have any questions, you could reach out to me. I will tell you some of the simple things. You go to your local district offices and you demand to see the curriculum, and you get copies of the textbook, and you take turns on reading it with your friends who think like you and find all the inaccuracies. The second thing you do is you contact and you get to know personally, because local level people you can get to know very well. And you tell them from either party, they're not going to stand for it. And the third thing is you start to look at your 2022 campaigns and look for grassroots groups like mine, because that's what's going to make the difference. The one thing that Trump always says that I have said for years is that Democrats know how to organize better than Republicans.
Yes,
patriots,
they do.
Are much better organized. Yep. And I saw this, you know, in my own election. I'm working with people now every single day, including from your state of Colorado. I am getting a load of phone calls from people. How can we get involved? They've read my work for years, and they know I am not going to stop. I am just beginning to fight, and I would love each and every one of your listeners to join me in this.
This is awesome, Cindy. And by the way, everybody, it's Cindy Gross, and it's G-R-O-S-Z, G-R-O-S-E. Cindy, real quick, is there a website where folks can go learn more about you and all of this and get involved?
Well, Cindy Gross is my entertainment, where I actually started an entertainment show because I do a lot of work with celebrities, and I didn't want to cancel culture. And unlike other media, I actually have on the most progressive artists, actors, celebrities, along with those that are often ignored, the most conservative friends of ours. Because I want people to see we can work together. But I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and my emails are there as well. I am looking to work with you again and with each and every one of your listeners. The battle has just begun, but we're going to win it this time because this education is a nonpartisan issue that needs bipartisan support.
I agree. I also know that from reading some about you, and I am, and people that have listened to me for any length of time at all know that I know where I stand on this. Let me just say it that way. I am a huge, huge, huge proponent for school vouchers. I believe it is one of the keys to getting the public schools fixed because competition breeds excellence. And right now, they do not have any competition. Yeah, you could say they do with, you know, charter schools and some parochial schools and so on. But really, Cindy, you and I both know, until there's the ability for a parent to decide where they can send their kid to school, not based upon the financial need, but if they have a voucher where they can send them anywhere they want to, that gives a public school competition. We have to have that.
And just remember these two words that you don't hear in America, but you hear it in countries where education is outranking America, and that is parent accountability. Mm. Until parents take responsibility for the students that they are bringing into these schools, you are never going to have a system that works.
Amen. You're a woman after my own heart. You say all the same things I say on a regular basis. In fact, Cindy, I will tell you here, About a month and a half, 2 months ago, I got all over the conservative parents out there by saying exactly what you just said a moment ago, and I took some flack for it because some folks don't like being called out, including some of our own. But you know what? I'm going to keep doing it because I don't care. That's how we fix it.
And I have a lot of Democratic parents who are supporting me, a lot of minorities who are stuck in these schools and can't seem to get a way out, and they want to know how to do it. So if you think for everybody who's listening that you're alone, you're not alone, and you can join the team and feel very welcome and comfortable.
Perfect. All right, Cindy, I'm going to let you go. I've taken a lot of your time today. You're welcome, though, anytime. I will have you back. This is great. Again, you and I are on exactly the same wavelength when it comes to education. We have to get this stuff fixed. If we don't, we lose the country.
Absolutely, and it was a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Appreciate it very much, Cindy.